Lead us, guide us, and direct us, our Heavenly Father, as we open thy word to study today in Jesus' precious name. Amen. On the last broadcast in the series, I discussed the motives of saving grace. God saves us that we might glorify God in good works, that we might be saved from perishing and saved to eternal life, and that we might honor God, that is, in eternity, when God displays the exceeding riches of God's grace and His kindness toward us, when He puts the church on display in the pearly white city, the home of the church, forever and forever. Now, today, I want us to turn to the first chapter of the Gospel of John, and in this book, that is the Salvation Gospel. And of course, two or three years ago now, we spent an entire year studying the Gospel of John, but we certainly cannot study these verses too often or too much. And I'm going to point out in the Salvation book how God saves us by grace, and we'll see some of those who were recipients of the grace of God while Jesus tabernacled among men, and we'll see how that we are saved by God's grace. Now, in John chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. Now, in John 1:18, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. Now, in verse 17 of the same chapter, the law was given by Moses, but grace, G-R-A-C-E, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The law was given by Moses. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus was, according to verse 14, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Full of grace and truth. Now then, notice verse 1 again. The Word was in the beginning with God. The Word was God. Verse 18, Jesus was in the bosom of the Father. He came to declare the Father. Now, Jesus did declare the Father when He said, I have not come to do my will, but the will of Him that sent me. I have come to finish the work that He gave me to do. For instance, in John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that seeth my miracles, not that, they saw his miracles, but many who saw his miracles were not saved. They saw the mighty power of God, they saw the mighty hand of Jesus, they saw the mighty miracles that he wrought, but they died in their sins, and they're in hell today. Now, he didn't say, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that seeth my miracles. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word. He that heareth my word believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. All right, now, back again to chapter 1. And the Word was made flesh. Jesus was the Word of God wrapped up in flesh. And Jesus was God in flesh, because in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was in the flesh, and Jesus was the Word, very God, in flesh. Now, that leads me to verse 11. He came into his own received him not, but as many. It doesn't make any difference what men say about it. It doesn't make any difference what men preach about it. It doesn't make any difference what men write about it. As many, it doesn't matter, the rich man, the poor man, the wise, the unwise, the bond, the free, the white, the black, the red, the yellow, it doesn't make any difference. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Well, now you say, Brother Green, where do you see grace in that? I see grace in what I have read from start to finish throughout. The Word was in the beginning. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Jesus was with the Father in the beginning. He was in the bosom of the Father, and He declared the Father. And we make declarations by words. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say to you, he that heareth my word, not he that seeth my miracles." He that heareth my words. All right. Now, he came into his own, and his own received him not. He said to his own, "How often would I have gathered thy children to myself, as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not." Again and again Jesus said, "I am from my Father, I proceed from my Father, I do the will of my Father, I do not work my works, but the works of him that sent me." They refused. He said, "You will not come to me that you might have life." John 5:39. Now, back to verse 11. He came into his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now, my dearly beloved, this is the day when religions of works are growing by leaps and bounds. They're growing like wildfire in a broom sage field. Churches are building greater buildings, larger auditoriums. Churches are springing up all over the countryside. But how many people are being told from the pulpit today that there is only one Savior, one salvation, one way, one truth, one life, and Jesus is the soul and the source and the bloodstream and the heartbeat. He is our life. He is the grace of God. Now, I've said all that to try to drive home this solemn, divine Bible fact. There is not one single solitary thing that you can do to redeem your soul, to save your soul, or to help God save you. Now, the way we are saved is by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, preacher, isn't that doing something? No, that's believing something. That is believing something. He that believeth on him is not condemned. It does not take any movement of the hands or the feet or the body to believe. It is faith, exercising faith, and faith comes from the heart, not the head. You may believe about me, but that is not faith in me. You may believe that Oliver Green exists, but that is not having faith in Oliver Green as a true minister. If you have faith in me as a true minister, it comes from your heart, not your head. Now, there are very few people upon the face of this earth who do not believe there is a God. There are very few people upon the face of this earth who do not believe that Jesus Christ was a man. And there are great numbers of men who teach and preach that Jesus was a man, an extraordinary man, an unusual man, a great teacher, a great preacher, a great healer. But then they say that he was just a man. And that is just as poison to your soul as a rattlesnake is to your body. If Jesus was not very God, if Jesus was not the Son of God, if Jesus was not virgin born, then he was not a good man. He was not an extraordinary man, because he was an imposter and he was the greatest liar that ever lived, because he said, "I proceed from God. I am in God and God is in me." And then one day he boldly declared, "I and my Father God are one." And of course they took up stones to stone him because they said he was a blasphemer. Now, don't tell me that Jesus was a good man and he wasn't the Son of God. If Jesus was good, he was God. In his own words, in Mark 10, speaking to the rich young ruler, he said, "Why callest thou me good? If I'm good, I'm God, and if I'm not God, I'm not good." Now, that's what he said in essence to the rich young ruler. Now, here's what I want you to see. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now, start at the close of that verse. Believing on his name leads you to receive him as your personal Savior. Now, listen very carefully. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" Now let me show you something very interesting. Whosoever shall call shall be saved, but they cannot call until they believe. They cannot believe until they hear, and they cannot hear until someone preaches. All right. So God's program in this day of grace, God's program for saving souls is that God's minister preach God's word. And the person who hears the word, faith comes by hearing, Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, when God's preacher preaches God's word, and the sinner hears the word of God, then the word of God brings faith. Faith comes by hearing. May I have your undivided attention? Why, you say, Brother Green, you're preaching man out of it. Man is out of it, whether you like it or not. Man deserves an everlasting hell. That's all we deserve. My friend, if we received from the hand of Almighty God what we deserve, we'd burn in hell. We'd scream for a drop of water to cool these poor parching tongues. Did you say that Oliver Green is preaching man out of it? Oliver Green is not preaching man out of it. God Almighty declared that man is out of it. All of our righteousness as, all of our good works, all of our good living, giving, doing, abstaining, everything, all things that you can do, adds up to no better than filthy, contemptible rags. Isaiah 64:6, I don't care if you give your body to be burned on an altar. My friend, in the sight of God, your body burning is no better than filthy rags burning. Because Paul in 1 Corinthians 13 declares, if you give your body to be burned and you do not have Jesus, love, God is love. 1 John 4:8, God is love. Jesus said, I and my Father are one, John 10. And so love and God and Jesus are inseparable. So even though you fling yourself on an altar and they burn you a living sacrifice. I mean by that, you are alive and you sacrifice your body and you're burned. If you do not have Jesus Christ in your heart, the burning of your body is no more than the burning of a pile of filthy, dirty rags. Listen, man's out of it. There is not one thing that man could do or can do. The only thing that God requires on the part of the sinner is to hear, to believe, to receive. That's all. Now, let's go back to what I was talking about. You say, Brother Green, you're trying to take man out of it. I've stated, I state again. I didn't take him out. God did. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If it were possible for you to stop sinning today and live a clean, honest, consecrated, dedicated life, give all of your money, give your property, and just be a pauper and live on the bare necessities of life, bread and water, and wear the very poorest of clothes, and go to church every Sunday, read your Bible every day. If it were possible for you to do that, you'd still die and go to hell. Listen, my friend, we do not go to heaven because of anything we do. We do not go to hell because we are great sinners. Now wait just a minute before you brand me a heretic or a false prophet. We go to heaven because we receive Jesus. We go to hell if we do because we reject Jesus. Now you want proof, and I'll give it to you. John 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned. He that believeth not is condemned. Why? Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. If you are a drunkard, a liar, a thief, a gambler, if you are a grand rascal, you are because you are not a believer. If you were a believer, you wouldn't be a drunkard. You wouldn't be a gambler if you were a believer. Listen to this. He that believeth on the Son, he that believeth on Jesus, hath everlasting life. He that believeth hath everlasting life. He that believeth not shall not see life, but the wrath of Almighty God abideth on him. Believers are saved. They are saved because they are believers. Unbelievers are lost. They are lost because they are unbelievers. It's not what you do that saves you, it's what you believe. It's not what you do that damns you, it's what you refuse to believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're saved. But if you refuse to believe, the wrath of God abides on you, and he that believeth not is already condemned. John 3:18 and John 3:36. Now back to John 1:12. As many as received him, to them gave he. He gave power. He gave power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born. He gave the power of birth. The power of birth is in the Word. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed by the Word of God. 1 Peter 1:23. He that heareth my word in this Christmas season, would you bow your head right now and say, O God, I desire the gift that you gave Jesus, your Son. Would you bow your head and pray, God, save me in the name of Jesus? Would you do that? If you will, God will save you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust him right now, and he'll write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Father, honor thy precious word, the precious name of Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus. And, oh God, save many souls today. Save every soul that's calling upon you now. For Jesus' sake, amen.